The more than human world. That is a phrase that was coined by the amazing thinker and author and ecologist, eco-philosopher David Abram. And I want to bring a quote today, a wonderful quote by Abram, and in addition to the poem I mentioned last week, because we're going to continue with this theme of post-humanism, post-humanistic thought, in the sense that we must hold ourselves if we're going to step into this world of metacrisis, of ecological metacrisis, the idea of changing our consciousness into a post-humanistic view where we are more fully connected with the natural world, and all its sentient beings and all its other rivers and trees and mountains. So let's jump right in. The first is that I want to actually say the poem by Robinson Jeffers, who is an amazing poet, lived in Carmel, California, and for most of his adult life. And he wrote a very short, but I think excellent poem called Carmel Point, which really gets to this whole territory of consciousness change, of having us no longer hold this idea that human beings are somehow separate from, better than, superior to, and able to dominate the natural world. Here's what Robinson Jeffers said in his poem, Carmel Point. The extraordinary patience of things, the extraordinary patience of things, this beautiful place defaced with a crop of suburban houses. Now, this poem was written back in the, I believe it was written in the 30s. So already we were beginning to have this crop of suburban houses that were defacing the landscape. And this was happening on the California coast, again, Carmel, California, where he lived and wrote for many years. So again, the first two lines of Carmel Point. The extraordinary patience of things, this beautiful place defaced with a crop of suburban houses. How beautiful when we first beheld it. How beautiful when we first beheld it. Unbroken field of poppy and lupine, walled with clean cliffs, no intrusion, but two or three horses pasturing, or a few milch cows rubbing their flanks on the outcrop rock heads. Now the spoiler has come. Now the spoiler has come. Does he care? Does he care? Not faintly. It has all time. It knows the people are a tide that swells and in time will ebb, and all their works dissolve. Meanwhile, the image of the pristine beauty, the image of the pristine beauty lives in the very grain of the granite, safe as the endless ocean that climbs our cliff. As for us, we must uncenter our minds from ourselves. As for us, we must uncenter our minds from ourselves. We must unhumanize our views a little and become confident as the rock and ocean that we were made from, that we were made from. We must unhumanize our views a little and become confident as the rock and ocean that we were made from. Well, that's Robinson Jeffers, and he was in a particularly difficult mood when he wrote that poem, and didn't have too much positive to say about his fellow human beings and himself by extension. But I would say that even if we don't, you know, even not to say that it is post-humanism is unkind to humans. It's not so much that, at least from my perspective. It's more the idea that we widen our boundaries, that we consider more than the human world, as David Abram talks about, and that we consider that our animal brethren, our animal relatives, and all the not just the sentient beings, but the rocks and the rivers and the mountains, and it's all sacred, all to be cared for and lived with in a kind of peaceful coexistence. Now, I promised to quote from David Abram. This is from a book called Becoming Animal, An Earthly Cosmology. Again, David Abram, an amazing thinker. He's worth checking out. Here's a quote from that book. How monotonous our speaking becomes when we speak only to ourselves, when we speak only to ourselves, and how insulting to the other beings, to foraging black bears and twisted old cypresses that no longer sense us talking to them, but only about them, as though they were not present in our world. Small wonder that rivers and forests no longer compel our focus or our fierce devotion. For we walk about such entities only behind their backs, as though they were not participant in our lives. Yet, if we no longer call out to the moon slipping between the clouds, or whisper to the spider setting the silken struts of her web, well, then the numerous powers of the world will no longer address us, will no longer address us. And if they still try, we will not likely hear them. Yet if we no longer call out to the moon slipping between the clouds, or whisper to the spider setting the silken struts of her web, well then, the numerous powers of this world will no longer address us. And if they still try, we will not likely hear them. That's David Abram again, in a book of his called Becoming Animal, An Earthly Cosmology. So, post-humanism, this idea of the more than human world, I really do believe that if we think about the dance between consciousness, between beliefs and stories and the myths that we live by, if you think about the dance between what we do in the world and that cosmology, or that, again, those myths, then if you think about that, we are going to need to change our consciousness to not be above or separate from, to not be dominators of, that the world is not natural resources for us to simply use, that other beings, other animals, are not simply here for us to use and abuse and to do only human-centric things. No, those days have passed. And as, again, in Carmel Point, the poet Robinson Jeffers, we must uncenter our minds from ourselves. We must uncenter our minds from ourselves. We must unhumanize our views a little, and become confident as the rock and ocean that we were made from. This is not to not love human beings. This is not to not love ourselves and have compassion for ourselves. It doesn't mean that. It means that we widen our boundary and we extend that love and concern and care for the entire planet Earth. That's what it means. That, for me, is what post-humanism means. That means, that for me, is what it means to live in the more than human world. So, as always, thank you so much for your listening ear. Again, refer, like if you did, if you enjoyed this podcast today. And until next time and next poem, please take good care of yourself. And if you can, please take care of someone else. Thanks.